All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you here on this Wednesday, July 16th from Washington, D.C., headquarters, you guessed it, of American Free Press. I say you guessed it because if you're a regular listener to this show, I often reference American Free Press. But if you're a new listener to this show and you're not familiar with American Free Press, I do think it's time you should be. So I will refer you to the American Free Press website at AmericanFreePress.net. And if you're a history buff, I hate that term, buff, but if you're a history buff, if you're interested in history, real history, not the propaganda and lies that we've gotten from the mass media in this country for the last 50 years. If you're not afraid of the truth, if you're afraid of reading, or if you're not afraid of reading real history as opposed to propaganda, I would urge you to check out the website of the Barnes Review at barnesreview.com. Barnes as in Harry Elmer Barnes, great historian. That's BarnesReview, barnesreview.com, and AmericanFreePress.net. Well, folks, I don't have too much to talk about, too much to jabber about here tonight on the program, so I'm going to open it up for callers. We had quite a few callers the last couple nights, but I was jabbering, and I couldn't get everybody in. Well, now tonight is your opportunity to call in here if you feel that you have something you need to say. The number here is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I did see an interesting item in the Washington Post yesterday, and I mentioned to my friend, the big shot lawyer who I refer to frequently on this program, I had a chat with him on the phone yesterday, and I told him that there was a very interesting article in the Washington Times about the unending saga of the late Pat Tillman, the NFL player who was killed in Afghanistan, killed by friendly fire. Well, of course, Tillman's family is very, very angry at the U.S. government for using their son's death as a propaganda mechanism at the same time they had released a fake story about how he had died. As the Post now correctly notes, follow-up investigations determined that Tillman was shot by a group of soldiers who rounded a corner and did not identify their target despite his yells and a smoke signal meant to indicate he was a U.S. soldier. Well, Congress has officially, quote-unquote, investigated that, and they're about to release a report that adds new details to the story. But it's very, very interesting. It's very, very interesting that the Post article notes that Tillman's death generated national coverage of his selfless decision to leave a potentially lucrative career in the National Football League with the Arizona Cardinals to fight for his country. What the Post story does not mention, and which I absolutely rubbed in the eyes and face of my friend, the big shot lawyer, who's a big, big supporter of President Bush, is the fact that Pat Tillman opposed the war in Iraq. Funny little detail there that just drives the supporters of the war crazy. All right, folks, we're going to the break. Stay tuned.
You've heard of Life Change Tea and how successful this product works. Well, now, introducing Life Change Fat Burners. Burn fat, clean your blood, and pick up energy. Used in conjunction with Life Change Tea, you can reduce your weight, reduce inches in your waist, and restore energy you haven't had in months. And it's all natural. Order yours today. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928 928- 928-0408. That's 928-0408. Operators are standing by. Why sit and wonder if this product works? Join the thousands of testimonies and make a change in your life. Lose weight and get healthy. There's no other product on the market like this. Try today. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Do you ever forget why you walked into a room or where you put the car keys? Do you feel like you might be slowing down mentally? That could be a sign that the brain is aging. Our brains control nearly every function of our body, including our ability to learn, remember, and concentrate. Sadly, as we age, our brain cells begin to die off. We may lose 30 to 50,000 a day. In youth, brain cells are protected by special proteins, but these proteins become depleted as we age. University scientists in Wisconsin found a unique calcium-binding protein in jellyfish that can protect brain cells. Prevagen is the only all-natural replacement source for these proteins. Studies show that Prevagen can reduce brain cell loss by up to an astounding 50%. Side effects? The only kind reported are the ones you want, like a healthier brain, a sharper mind, and clearer thinking. Find out more by visiting our website at Prevagen.com. You can also purchase Prevagen by calling 888-814-0814. That's Prevagen.com or 888-814-0814. Call today for a special offer from Prevagen.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Pfeiffer here. Yeah, folks, talking before the break about the story of Pat Tillman, you know, to remind you about it, you know, so many things happen. Stories speed by us so fast, but the story of Pat Tillman has always stuck in my mind because I remember it so very clearly because my friend, the big shot lawyer, who was a big, big supporter of the president and a quote-unquote supporter of the troops, really took great umbrage at the death of Pat Tillman and gave him the opportunity to curse the Muslims. You know, that's the official line in this country today. Damn those Muslims. They hit us on 9-1-1 and, you know, we got to kill them all. Well, that's the tone that was adopted by my friend, the big shot lawyer, and so many, many other people in this country. And then, of course, it then came out that Pat Tillman had not been killed by the Muslims. He'd been killed in friendly fire. And then it was exposed that the government had made propaganda use of his death, or the government made such propaganda use of his death and stoked up the anger and fear and resentment of so many Americans, like my friend, the big shot lawyer. Then it came out that it was friendly fire. And then there were rumors, folks. There were rumors, and I know I emphasize the word rumors, that Pat Tillman may have been assassinated. And that's all they were, rumors. But what the fact is that even though Pat Tillman had volunteered to fight, given up a good football career, and had volunteered to fight in Afghanistan, he opposed the U.S. invasion of Iraq. Well, that news, of course, was like bursting the balloon of friends like my people like my friend, the big shot lawyer. You know, they had worked themselves into a great lather over the death of Pat Tillman, and, you know, automatically assumed that Pat Tillman would have therefore also supported the need to go in and bomb the hell out of Iraq and kill as many of those Iraqi Muslims as you could. Forgetting, of course, that many of those Iraqis that were also murdered were their fellow Christians, too. So the Pat Tillman affair really, in many respects, kind of showed that there were many dimensions to all this. And I want to emphasize, I'm not saying that it's okay to kill Iraqi Muslims. I'm not saying it's okay to kill them, but not kill Iraqi Christians. I just drive that point home just to remind so many of these foolish Christian Americans who want to go out and kill the Arabs because they want to kill Muslims, forgetting that so many of the Arabs, in fact, are Christians. One of those little details that people seem to forget. I remember a few years ago, ladies and gentlemen, kind of funny. I had just made a donation to a church. I happened to run into a friend of mine. And I was in the post office. I may bore you with a story, but I'm going to tell you anyway. I ran into a friend of mine, an old Greek friend of mine, in the post office. And I just cashed a check and had a lot of money there. And he was getting ready to mail off a donation to his church. And he said, hey, why don't you make a donation to my church? He was just kidding. And, you know, I said to myself, why don't I? I said, why don't I make a donation to a church? I donate to myself all the time. I donate to panhandlers in the streets. Why don't I donate to a church? So I handed my friend $20. Well, the funny thing is, I then proceeded to open up my mailbox after I had made this donation to a church, and there was a letter in there from a Baptist minister who had attended Jerry Falwell's Liberty University, and that's where he got his degree in the ministry. And this letter proceeded to dress me down and tell me that I was going to hell and condemn me for my association with what he put as all your Muslim friends, which kind of funny. I started thinking, I knew what he meant. He was talking about all your quote-unquote Arab friends. And I started to review the friends that I have who are Arabs, and most of them happen to be Christian Arabs. Now, including the late Issa Nakla, who was a longtime representative of the Palestinians at the Arab Higher Committee for Palestine at the United Nations in New York. And Dr. Nakla, he's a Palestinian Christian. His name, Issa, means Jesus. This man's name was Jesus Nakla. And here's this foolish, stupid American with his big degree from Jerry Falwell. Jerry Falwell made this man a minister, condemning me for my quote-unquote Muslim friends because this guy, like so many of his fellow dispensationalists, so many of these people have been misled by people like Jerry Falwell, who burns in hell even as we speak, and Pat Robertson, and last but far from least, John Hagee, and so many others of this ilk. You know, these people really, really need to be educated. And you know, the good thing is, folks, there are people out there who are trying to educate them. You know, I just heard Chuck Carlson of Straight Gate Ministries interviewed on Mark Dankoff's program here in this network, and also with Phil Turney and Mark Glenn. Excellent interviews that you need to listen to. People like my friend Dale Crowley, Stan Rittenhouse. These guys have been out there for years trying to expose the fraud that has been pawned off on so many people by these dispensationalists who try to claim that their peculiar twist on theology, their peculiar twist on the Bible, is Christian. When in fact, this peculiar twist was really only conjured up, I believe, in the late 1700s, really took hold in the 1800s, and was institutionalized in the early 1900s. So it's only been around for about 100 years for all intents and purposes. And yet these people who worship the Jews and who worship the state of Israel rather than worshiping Jesus Christ and putting Jesus Christ at the center of their faith, these people who've been panhandling around for about 100 years, so many people believe that they represent Christianity. And, you know, that's a heresy, it's an outrage, it's a sacrilege, it's garbage. That's exactly what it is. I'm sure that upsets a lot of people for me to say that, but that's what I believe and that's why I'm saying it. But needless to say, these people, do I say that with enough contempt? These people, unfortunately, have become a very real power politically in this country, particularly within the ranks of within the ranks of the Republican Party. And these are the people who played a major role in assisting the Jewish powers in this country in getting the United States into the war in Iraq. And believe me, they want us in a war in Iran. This fool, this horrible, horrible John Hagee. I read excerpts from one of his crazy books on this program some months ago. I believe the book, if I see it correctly, is The Jerusalem Countdown. And he's absolutely praying for a war against Iran. He wants a destructive war against Iran, just like this bloodthirsty Christian, this bloodthirsty so-called Christian, because his point of view is not Christian, just like this bloodthirsty Jew, Mona Sharon, who, driven by her Jewish ideology, wants a war against Iran. And that's why I call her a bloodthirsty Jew. Now, that kind of terminology might upset a lot of the listeners out there. That may seem too extreme, but it's correct. It's accurate. Just as if a Buddhist wanted to destroy somebody because he was driven by his Buddhist religion or believed that he was, that person could be called a bloodthirsty Buddhist. Or as I said, there are even bloodthirsty Christians, or at least people who fancy themselves Christians. And there are, unfortunately, far too many bloodthirsty Jews. There aren't that many bloodthirsty Jews population-wise, proportionally, but the problem is there are those bloodthirsty Jews that are so powerful and have so much money and have so much influence in our country today, funding both the Democratic and the Republican parties, directing so much public policy through their role in the think tanks in Washington, both the liberal think tanks and the quote-unquote conservative think tanks, pushing for war, wanting to get the United States in this insane, pushing a war against Iran. Well, I mean, it's so insane that, you know, it's sometimes you wonder where we are in the world today. Thank God I don't have any children to worry about, ladies and gentlemen, because my God, if I did, I don't know if I could sleep at night. So that gives me the leisure to worry about everybody else's children, and I am worried about everybody else's children. Well, here we go to the break, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned.
Yeah. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Just to remind you, if you want to call in, the number is 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. Well, I can tell you, quite a few people crossed me off their Christmas card list this past week when they read my story in the latest issue of American Free Press about the late Senator Jesse Helms, who died on, interestingly enough, the 4th of July. The title of the story was The Sad Story of Jesse Helms, and the story itself was largely a substantially edited down version of a chapter that had already appeared in my book, The Judas Goats. But it contained all the hard facts about Jesse Helms that have been largely suppressed in the mass media in this country. There's a lot of people who, when they heard Jesse Helms died, said, oh boy, that was the best thing since sliced bread. Old Jesse Helms, good old Jesse. Well, you know, Jesse was a figure who was widely attacked in the mass media in America, but what a lot of people don't know, and this article makes very clear, is that Jesse Helms did some amazing flip-flops on some very key issues in order to get reelected. Jesse Helms, in his final terms, actually was acting in many respects as an agent of the New World Order. Well, for example, folks, you know, Jesse had once been a major critic of Israel in the U.S. Senate. At one point, he'd even called for cutting off diplomatic relations and, I believe, aid to Israel after Israel's bloody invasion of Lebanon. Well, then something happened. Jesse was running for re-election against Governor Jim Helms of North Carolina. Not Governor Jim Helms, I'm sorry, Governor Jim Hunt of North Carolina, and Jesse started slipping in the polls. Well, turns out, this has been documented, and I cite it in the story, Helms went to powerful New York Jewish and Zionist attorney Roy Cohen. Cohen, of course, had been the associate of Senator Joseph McCarthy. And Cohen then went to his good friend S.I. Newhouse, the powerful billionaire Jewish media titan, and begged for Newhouse to help Senator Helms. And so the deal was cut. Newhouse called many of the big Jewish fundraisers and said, hey, look, Jesse's going to go with us. So if you don't want to give money to Jesse, don't give money to his opponent. And therefore, the Jewish money going to Governor Hunt dried up, and some Jewish money actually went to Jesse Helms, and Helms got reelected. And immediately he did a 180-degree turnaround on the issue of U.S. support for Israel, and he became a flaming Zionist. Got worse, though, ladies and gentlemen. Towards the last term in office, Jesse Helms actually started promoting the United Nations. Although conservative newspapers talked about Senator Helms was taking on the UN, it was revealed in a column in the Washington Post that Helms' famous speech before the UN was actually a very quiet move to cement the U.S. position vis-a-vis membership in the United Nations. It was designed to deflect attention from Pat Buchanan's criticisms of the UN when Buchanan that year was running for president. And it was engineered by Richard Holbrooke, who was, in fact, the U.S. ambassador to the UN at the time. And, of course, it was interesting. The Washington Post, in their columns, talked so lovingly about Senator Helms and what a great job he was doing, acting in a quote-unquote bipartisan spirit, even while the conservative newspapers were all still saying, there's good old Jesse looking out for America's interests. You know, I hate to throw wet blankets on things, folks, but, you know, like I told you, I'm a stickler for detail, and sometimes these details, these matters of fact, these matters of truth, do hurt. And, of course, a lot of these details don't get out there to the general public, and you can be sure that Jesse Helms wasn't writing about these things in his fundraising letters. So, you know, here we had Jesse Helms, who appeared to be one of the great ones, and yet in the end it turned out he really, really was ultimately a Judas goat. Now, I know that rubs a lot of people the wrong way, but as I've said time and time again, I'm not here to win friends. I'm here to influence people. I'm here to tell you some of these things that I've come across. And these are things, as I say, this isn't some in-depth investigative report, but it appeared in influential columns in the Washington Post that appeared only in the Washington Post. But they were signals to the people in Washington that the powers that be were taking a second look at Jesse Helms. What else did Jesse do? He actually took the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee down to Mexico and held a joint session with the Senate of Mexico. He bragged about it. Talk about a merger of our government with Mexico. That's what Jesse Helms did, ladies and gentlemen. I know it hurts to hear it. I'm just telling you the truth. All right, we're going to the break. You can call in here, 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Do you ever forget names or where you left your glasses? Christine also realized she didn't remember like she used to.
I'm forgetting where things are occasionally, or I go into a room and I'm wondering, now, why am I here?
She often forgot and misplaced things like her keys.
I would spend so much time looking for things like that, and I just would assume that that was just a part of aging.
Then she discovered Prevagen. Special proteins in our brain responsible for keeping cells alive that control learning and memory are depleted with age. Now there's a new option to replace these proteins, Prevagen. If your ability to remember is fading with time, try all-natural Prevagen, PrevaGen.com. That's Prevagen.com.
And I find that in my business, I'm able to focus on the tasks at hand.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Prevagen, call 888-814-0814.
And so I'm not as forgetful, and it's really helping me that way.
Call 888-814-0814.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
Piper here at republicbroadcasting.org. Do check out the website of Republic Broadcasting. Lots of good books and videos and other products are available there. And, you know, it doesn't hurt to make a contribution every now and then to Republic Broadcasting. Your donations are much needed, and they do help keep this network on the air, folks. This is a free service in many respects. But it's not quite like turning on your television or radio, because Republic doesn't have the big fancy international advertisers that keep up ABC and CBS and NBC. So remember RBN, folks. All right, we're going to go to the callers now. Let's go first to Indiana with Jim. Jim, come on up.
Hi, Michael.
How you doing tonight?
I want to tell you, you just have a great show, and you're so knowledgeable. I had this theory that I wanted to talk to you about for quite some time, and it's about Lebanon and Israel.
Go ahead.
Did you hear the mainstream news today where there was a release of two dead Israeli prisoners from 2 years ago from the war that caused the war with Lebanon in exchange for two Hezbollah soldiers?
Well, I remember the story, but I didn't hear today's actual report on it.
Well, this is
go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, it emulated that Israel's trying to make peace with Lebanon and all this. But here's my theory. A few years ago, before Lebanon got invaded, Condoleezza Rice visited Israel. Then Hariri shows up dead. I think the Israeli Mossad had a lot to do with that, and it's never been proven, and no one's ever been caught. And then the U.S. blames Syria. Syria is ordered by the U.S. to get the heck out of Lebanon, and, you know, and everybody's telling Syria to stay out of their business. Well, Syria does pull out, and it weakens Lebanon. And then Israel makes up a whole bunch of propaganda about these soldiers being attacked on the border, and they wage war on Lebanon, and thousands of people die. They drop thousands of cluster bombs, which are still there, and Lebanon's just in chaos. It's still not back to normal. Well, it hasn't been back to normal for years because we've been back in wars there for a long time. So what's your take on that?
Well, I mean, I've thought all along, you know, there's been enough information out there to really raise... I mean, I never thought in the first place that Syria was responsible for that assassination. It had all the earmarks of a Mossad hit from all the information that I was getting just, you know, right off the Internet and from reliable people who were looking into it. And, you know, this is the thing. We have to keep in mind that Israel has never really wanted stable neighbors. And, of course, Lebanon is one of their neighbors. It's always been to their benefit to have Lebanon unstable because it gives them the opportunity to make moves into Lebanon and to blame the activities in Lebanon on other countries such as Iran and Syria. It's like you see all the time. I just saw something in the paper either today or yesterday about some quote-unquote peace move by Israel. Well, you know, over the last 25 years, we've seen hundreds of those little stories in the paper about peace moves by Israel. But the fact is, Israel has always thrived domestically on being on a war footing. My late friend Andrew St. George, who wrote for the old Spotlight newspaper, did some interesting writing many, many years ago on a concept, a little-known concept, and I've mentioned it on this show, known as war Zionism. That is the theme that the Zionist state of Israel must perpetually be in a state of war or on a war footing in order for the state of Israel to continue to exist as an entity.
And get plenty of war funding from us.
Well, exactly, and we fund them. We fund them. That's exactly right. So, you know, any of these peace moves, you know, these what we always see from Israel is two steps forward that are very loudly publicized and very loudly broadcast, and then three steps backward. And this has always been their game. So, you know, while I don't doubt that there are many sincere people in Israel who would like to see the state of Israel live in peace, the fact remains that, if you remember, in the last election in which he stood, Ariel the Butcher Sharon, won overwhelmingly. This is the guy who is hardly an advocate of peace. This was a man of war, although, of course, President Bush called him a man of peace. And yet he had the overwhelming support of the Israeli people in the elections.
Just ironic. Every time we go make a visit over there, some kind of uprising takes place 1 or 2 months later or 6 months later. And now we got Barack going over there next week and wondering what kind of agenda he's got.
Well, you know, see, this is the other thing, too. You know, we just had this, they used to call it shuttle diplomacy. We just had some people from the Bush administration going over there, planning to go over there, you know, and meeting with the Israeli defense officials and so forth. You know, what are they doing? I mean, obviously what's going on, they're talking about a possible attack on Iran. And, you know, the Israelis have been aching for years to attack Syria. And, of course, it's no coincidence that Syria and Iran have been closely allied, even though Syria is an Arab state and the Iranians are not. They were actually allied for a long, long time against Iraq. So Syria has long been a target of the Israelis. And, you know, I've reached a point, I'm cynical about this, and Mark Glenn and I have talked about this. We've talked about it on the air and talked about it privately. I just tend to disbelieve anything, for the most part, that comes out in the establishment media about what's going on over there in the Middle East. Because, you know, the funny thing is, you can hear one story being told to the American people, and in that same week, you will be reading a story in a major American Jewish newspaper that completely contradicts the official story being broadcast in the mass media. And then in the end, what the Israeli news, or what either the Israeli newspapers or Jewish newspapers in this country say will happen is what does happen. So,
yeah, and I'm reading Edward Griffin again from the Jekyll Island, and every war we've been in, it's we're funding both sides. Our bankers are funding both sides of the war.
Oh yeah, I mean it's always been part of the game. I mean, you know, I always like to point this out, you know, that, and I'm not the first person to point it out. I won't be the last person, but all throughout the Cold War, while we were worrying about the Russians attacking us, Chase Manhattan Bank and other major American corporations were doing flourishing business inside the Soviet Union. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I just was saying this to somebody the other day, and I think I mentioned it on the air. I remember as a kid really being afraid.
Oh, me too.
Of there being a Russian attack on the United States. I remember some friends of mine and I, we were about 10 years old, we were playing out in the woods, and we heard all these sirens going on,
mm-hmm.
and in town, and they seemed to go on and on and on, more so than a usual siren, and one of the older kids said we might be having an air raid.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, here I was growing up in the middle of the country, but we actually believed that we were about to be under attack, you know, and we didn't know whether to try to go home to our families. Or whether to, and this is the kind of hysteria that was implanted in our minds.
Well, yeah, I live in Indiana near the steel mills, and we were told to get under our desk, and that the steel mills were a target by the Russians.
Yeah. Now, you know, I mean, if you think back on that logically, mm-hmm. if the Russians were going to be able to get to Indiana, you know, we'd never had a chance.
Right. Yeah, but they,
you know what I mean?
They filmed the movie Pearl Harbor here in our mills, though.
Then the Japanese did get there, but I'll bet you those steel mills, if they're not owned by the Japanese probably own a couple industries right down the street from you anyway.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah.
All right, Jim.
Yeah, it's great talking to you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. No foreign country would ever be brave enough to attack the state of Texas while Jim is there. Jim, come on up.
Hello, Mike.
How you doing, Jim?
Mike, you brought up your big shot lawyer friend so many times that it's kind of beginning to grind in my guts, and I have two questions to ask you about him. Okay, at what age did he suffer a massive brain injury, or in his law degree did he major in naivete? Okay, that's the only two questions I got to ask you.
Well,
I'll
tell you what I think the problem is, Jim. He probably had a big loss at the racetrack one time and never completely recovered from it.
This is a guy, so according to you, he's a big shot lawyer, and I don't doubt your word, but this guy's the most naive person I ever ran across in my whole life. He's more naive than a two-tooth hillbilly in oh my God, West Virginia, who's never even seen a TV broadcast. This guy is so naive.
Well, I tell you, I've always said that some of the best educated people I know, quote unquote, the people with the degrees, aren't quite as smart as some of the least educated people I know. That is, those who don't have a big pile of degrees. So the matter of degree and the matter of wealth is not really an indicator here. But, I tell you, Jim, I think the most amazing thing I ever heard out of the big shot lawyer, one time he was here in D.C., we were walking past the World War II Memorial, and he stopped and he looked at it very thoughtfully, and he turned to me and he said, and I swear before God he said this, he says, you know, he says, I just don't know if we have it in us to be able to do it again. In other words, he thought World War II was a great idea, and I turned to him and I said, do it again. I said, we shouldn't have done it in the first place. You know, and then I he knew where I was coming from, and he didn't pursue the subject any further, but, you know, people, he's one of these people who really get into war. because there are these people that think that war is a good thing, that it's patriotic, rally round the flag, support your president, you know. George Bush could have a tail and carry a pitchfork, but because he's the president of the United States, my friend, a big shot lawyer, would follow George Bush cheering straight into hell. It's
Mike,
pretty scary.
All you've said so far is that the old saying that people rise to the level of their incompetence. And this, obviously, your big shot lawyer friend has exceeded that by about two or three levels. Okay? Because anybody that has absolutely no knowledge, he has no historical knowledge, no critical thinking knowledge. Actually, he has no knowledge.
It's kind of scary. It really is, because, I mean,
be a nice guy. That's the part that makes me so mad. You run across people that are nice people. He doesn't wish you any harm or anybody else any harm, but he's more corruptible than the smartest person you ever ran across, because he's just an idiot.
He follows the leader. Remember that old game, follow the leader? Well, yeah, I mean, you know, it's like, talk about, it's kind of funny. They always talk about the evil Nazis and how the German people supposedly did what they were told to do and followed the leader and everything. Well, this is exactly what my friend does. So by the judgment of those who say that's how the Nazis are, that would have made my big shot lawyer friend an ideal Nazi.
your big shot lawyer friend, if he was rushing toward the cliff with all the other lemmings, would be exhorting him to run faster, okay? And he don't even know it. He doesn't even know what he's doing.
Yeah, Jim. Here's another case where I have to say it, Jim. I wish you were wrong, but I'm afraid you're right.
Well, I hate to pick on your big shot lawyer friend.
Well, somebody needs to pick on him. I need to make sure he hears this show.
Well, maybe he might listen into the show, but I doubt that it would do any good. He would look to his cohorts in the big shot lawyer firm he works in, and he'd tell them, run faster. That's the answer to our problem, is run faster.
All right, Jim. I got to move on here.
All righty.
All right. Take care, Jim. I got to get my big shot lawyer friend to listen to this show.
All righty.
All right. Let's go to Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, come on up.
Right. Good evening, Michael.
How you doing, Dave?
Pretty good. Hey, I've been listening to Tex Mars this week and his messages on the slaves of Zion. And interestingly enough, Michael, now...
In other words, he's talking about all the people on the face of the planet except for the Jews. But anyway, go ahead.
He is. But I think you'll find it interesting, Michael. Take the time maybe to listen to it. But now Tex... At one point, Michael, he does lump Lenin, Stalin, and Trotsky. He lumps them all in together as Jews. And I know you've taught, and I'm sure it's correct, Michael, because this is your forte. But that there's never been any evidence that that Stalin had any Jewish blood in him. But
I'll have to get in touch with Tex and send him some information on that, because Tex Mars is a very smart guy with a lot of insights into a lot of things, and I've had some wonderful conversations with him off the air. I wish they had been recorded and played on the air, because I can tell you, every time I talk to Tex Mars, I learn something. He's one of the very few people that I can actually say that every time I talk to them, I actually learn something from. So I encourage people to listen to Tex Mars.
Yeah. And one thing I really appreciate about Tex, I've never met him personally, Michael, but he's a big-hearted guy, too, you can tell, huh?
He's a nice guy. He's a very nice fellow. He has some very nice people working for him, and, and he just, I'm always amazed. The other day at the office, we were looking at one of his recent newsletters. He's just an amazing, has an amazing capacity to put out information and to make the information accessible to people, we need more people like Tex Mars. And I emphasize we're talking good things about Tex Mars as opposed to Jim Mars, who I've criticized a few times here in this program. Tex and Jim are two completely different people.
Michael, I got a good laugh out of John Tiffany when I ran this past him. But you know, years ago, when Hillary was co-president, I read Tex Mar's book that Big Sister is Watching You.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And ever since I read that book, I realized one thing that's absolutely true, and it's that Hillary is from Venus and Tex is from Mars. Hillary is from Venus
Dave, do me a favor. Hold that thought. We're going to the break here in a moment. Nice light moment to go to a break. Stay tuned.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to gasfreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Life Change Tea is restoring America's health. Want to lose weight? Want to lower blood sugar levels? Want to have more energy? Do you not believe what I'm saying? Then read the testimonies. Go to the website GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us and get started today. The phone number is 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are standing by. For about a dollar a day, you can change your health, change your weight, and change your life. Again, online orders, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com or order by phone. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is formulated by Dr. William W. Miller, Ph.D. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper, we're wrapping up this hour here at republicbroadcasting.org. If you're not familiar with the work of Tex Mar, I want to tell you that you can check out his website at powerofprophecy.com. He's got 24-hour-a-day streaming audio there, and he's got a lot of great books and videos and cassette tapes and, oh, I guess CDs and all these other things. I don't even know exactly how they work, but in any case, check out powerofprophecy.com. Tex Mar is a real Christian, ladies and gentlemen, and he's out there doing a lot of good work. Okay, we have Dave from Massachusetts aboard here. Dave, yeah, it's funny, you were using that old line from that guy who wrote the book, what, men are from Venus, women are from Mars, or women are from Venus, men are from Mars?
It's the women are from Venus and men are from Mars.
Yeah, that guy, I'll tell you a funny little story about him that's neither here nor there, but I once spoke at a conference where he also spoke, and the lady who organized the conference, she and I were kind of friendly. She told me privately that this guy, whenever he signs this big contract to go and speak at these places, whoever that guy is who wrote that book by that title, his name escapes me, but I think his name is Gray. But in any case, he requires that there be a vase, or as some would say, a vase, sitting on the podium with, I think, two roses in it. And I told her, I said, the next time I go to speak somewhere, I'm going to require a vase with three roses in it. You know, I mean, I'm telling you.
I'm so
funny. And you know, this guy makes a hell of a lot of money on talking the stuff that he talks about.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with the reality of our world today.
No. Hey, look, Michael, you know what I'm curious? There's so much I want to talk to you about, but on the theme of this Nazi nonsense, have you, which I'm going to be talking about a lot, this Nazi nonsense, I have already called it that all. Did you ever read Jonathan Vankin's books like Conspiracy Nation? And
yes, I have read that book, and it's got a lot of interesting stuff in it, but it comes along the same lines as a lot of these things.
Yeah, it's an excellent book in the world's 60 greatest conspiracies he wrote. And anybody that wonders whether conspiracies really exist, after reading those books, you'll know that the conspiracies are real and they all interrelate into one large conspiracy. But the problem is, Michael, he puts that final spin on it, that the conspiracy is Nazi.
Exactly. See, that's the problem. I mean, you know, it's a real exciting thing for a lot of people, and it's easy for people to be against the Nazis, because, of course, everybody's against the Nazis. But I'm here to tell you, the Nazis were defeated in 1945, and Adolf Hitler did die in the bunker.
Now, today over on TruthNet, Michael, I heard this. I actually thought I was going to get a little, really, for a change, a little bit of truth and a little bit of global reality for a change over there, because he brought up this thing about Greater Israel. And for a second I got my hopes up. Hey, maybe these guys are getting the word over there and everything. They're starting to straighten out their thinking. He brought up the Greater Israel. But, of course, then he had to go on, Michael, as insane as it is, that it's the Nazis.
The Nazis are behind it.
Nazis are behind it.
Dave, I tell you what.
And they're just
I hear the music playing. I think the Nazis have put the music on to cut us off the air. We'll see you all tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned for more good programming here at RBN. Have a good evening.
Gold has been.